New Hampshire in the Morning here on 95.7 WZID, October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we've teamed up once again with CMC Breast Care Center, providing health, healing, and hope with the latest technologic advantages. This week, we are joined by Patty Chandonnette. Patty, when did you discover you had breast cancer?
I discovered I had breast cancer with an abnormal mammogram that I had gone in for some additional follow-up. And basically, the day that I went for my additional studies, which is routine with an abnormal mammogram, I was told that day that obviously something was abnormal and the likelihood of it being a breast cancer was a very high chance.
That's a scary diagnosis for anybody at any age. But I think when you're in your 40s, you've got a family that you're taking care of, that puts you in crisis mode.
100%. 100% because you still have things that you're dealing with your children, protecting them because you're scared yourself. You don't know what your tomorrow is going to bring. You don't even know where you're going to be at with the diagnosis, what your mortality is with the diagnosis. As we all know, it very well can be a bad situation, or today in today's technology, there are breast cancers that we can beat. And with proper follow-up and proper care and navigating through the process, you can come out on the other side, even though it's very scary when you're told that you have cancer. Cancer in itself is a scary word,
sure,
let alone
is.
Being diagnosed with it.
After you were diagnosed, your team at CMC, tell us what they did next.
My team at CMC helped me in the scariest time of my life, not only for myself, for my husband, for my family, navigate me through the process, getting through the steps. We took one day at a time, but there wasn't a day that if I had a question, if I had a fear, that they weren't there to just say, we'll do this next, get to the next step, kept following up appropriately in every way that I needed to with appointments.
If you had to look back on it now, you've just finished radiation treatments, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the next step for you, and how are you feeling now that you can kind of take a step back and look at what's just happened in the last couple of months?
My next steps in care is very close follow-up. I will do every three-month visits with an oncologist for the next 2 years, and then I can span my follow-up appointments out a little bit as long as all of my screenings, my mammograms, additional follow-up studies are negative. And then it's just kind of very close follow-up with the docs, keeping in touch with CMC Breast Care Center, and hopefully everything continues to come back negative. I think that when you're diagnosed, there's always that level of fear that what if it's not, but I'm not going there. Instead, I am just going to think that this is going to be a positive outcome and everything is all taken care of.
Well, of course, they have a great support team at CMC right through the whole process that you're going through. And, you know, I want to go back to the beginning because this all came from you getting a mammogram. The doctors keep telling us every year about how many women just put it off. They forget it. They take care of their kids first, or they do this, that, and the other thing, and they keep putting it off. But without getting your annual mammogram, you would have never known. And where would you have been now?
It probably would have metastasized. It could have been a much worse case scenario. Like I had said at the beginning of the conversation, that a mammogram can be normal, but then if you're not with routine follow up, it can very quickly turn to a breast cancer that is not treatable, is not something that you can have surgery for, do the radiation therapy, do the chemotherapy. You know, there's breast cancers that can definitely escalate to a more serious, more really bad outcome.
Sure.
I like the positivity that comes from the doctors and the staff at CMC Breast Care Center, because you're walking in and you probably don't feel like you're just another patient there.
I never once, from the first day that I met Dr. Campbell until the last day that I talked to her at my recent follow-up visit, she took the role of being a physician to a patient, to a mom, to a mom, which was vital in me moving forward with my treatment, which was vital in me being a mother to my children, because, you're in complete crisis mode, like I have said, and you're scared out of your mind. Your life is forever changed. Your life is forever altered. But to have a physician who truly steps down to that level to show you, we can do this. We can beat this. Breast cancer has changed dramatically over even the past 10 years. Keep with the follow-up. It's imperative for important appointments. As much as it becomes cumbersome, you just push through it. And definitely, I don't think that I would be here today. As strong as I am today, have gone through everything that I have gone through in the past 6 months without a physician like Dr. Campbell.
Well, Patty, we certainly appreciate you taking time and sharing your story with everybody.
Yeah, your very personal story.
And
thank you.
Also talking with the doctors at CMC, they say, look, we're making it so easy for you to schedule that mammogram. You can do it online. You can call them. They're there at all different hours, and it's very comfortable.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not comfortable to ever have a mammogram, but it's certainly comfortable to get to the appointment, to manage the appointment, scheduling of the appointment. They offer all kinds of hours that are available to anybody who is working, not working. So definitely it's very important to keep up with your routine annual screenings.
Well, continued success for you too,
yeah.
Patty.
You're a fighter and a survivor.
Thank you so much.